This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, as well as JackStockwell.com. I am an upper cervical chiropractor in the Salt Lake City area and have been since, January, March 1995. Very large practice just this week. I have seen patients from Washington, D.C., from Austin, from Denver, and from upper central Montana. In fact, I'm supposed to see somebody else from Montana here before too long. It's a very specialized approach to the spine. Not a whole lot of people do what I do, and because of its effectiveness, we pull in a lot of people from around, not just this country, Canada, as well as Europe and even Southeast Asia. And one patient from Australia. More information about that and what I do at jackstockwell.com. And just a little aside, I met Doug Steffen 15 years ago, I suspect it was, in the radio studio where I was doing a daily talk show. And he was coming through on his trip across the country and was stopping at various radio stations coming across the country that were part of the affiliate. And we got to be good friends, and we've been very good friends ever since. And he has invited me to be a part of his Good Day Health Show for, my goodness, that many years, I suspect. So what I want to talk about is something that has been in the air quite a bit with some of my patients lately. We've done some shows on how handling the heat of summer and skin issues and concerns and worries with hot sun exposure and a few other things. But in the era of COVID, and some other things that are going on, there's been discussion concerning disease. And I give the same answer to almost everybody in the setting that I want to create right now. Interestingly enough, a number of years ago, there were some tests that were done that would show that mosquitoes would refuse to bite somebody that were well supplied with vitamin B1. Thiamine, not the synthetic stuff. I'm not talking about a bottle of B1 where if you look at the label, it has the chemical name. If it has the chemical name, it's a synthetic, it came from coal tar, and it's not what Mother Nature made. But when it's a whole food vitamin B1, mosquitoes refuse to land on people who had an adequate amount of this stuff in their diet. Even to this day, the current time period, almost everybody. And I know a few people, I know several people, in fact, because they use whole food vitamin B supplementation, but will remark, well, this is person in this family that mosquitoes just never seem to bother. Oh, they never bothered my dad, or they never bothered my cousin, and everybody else would get bit. If you would look at the diet of those people, you'll find out why mosquitoes would never bother them. Horseflies would never bother them. And it's also been found that lice would leave rats and other animals if they were supplied with a better vitamin intake. And fleas were found to leave dogs that were treated with vitamins for pneumonia. Now, that research comes out of nutritional research prior to World War II. And why is that important? Because after World War II, drugs pushed everything else out of the way. There's a whole story behind it, and maybe I should devote a show to it sometime at some point in time. But when coal tar derivatives, of which a lot of your plastics come from, a lot of things that give us our modern society today are just derivatives of coal tar. It's just like crude oil that comes out of the earth that eventually ends up as gasoline. And the crude ends up at the refinery. And as this crude is being refined, in other words, materials being removed from it, that will clean it up to the point it can be burned in your car engine as gasoline. Other things come off of it in that process, all along the disassembly line, where they disassemble the crude oil. Distillates will come off at different points that end up becoming other kinds of products, so that by the time you get to the end point, what you have is refined gasoline of a certain octane, and that will burn in your engine to propel your car. Well, the same thing happens when it comes to some of those distillates end up having a similar, and not exactly the same, a similar chemical structure to certain kinds of vitamins, especially B vitamins. And so the FDA said, well, it's close enough, we'll call it a B vitamin, when in fact it can lead to different deficiencies. So to make my point here, when you have adequate amount of vitamins that come from food, and I'll try to specify what I'm talking about here a little more clearly, you're going to end up with a much healthier body. Now, by that I mean, if both insect and parasites, as well as bacterial invasions in the body, are mainly a consequence of malnutrition, as was demonstrated in these animals, by reason of a loss of the power of the body's immune system to repel these kinds of insects and whatever else. I mean, what a Pandora's box was opened up when we began to meddle with our natural foods. Now, 150 years ago, most of us ate from farms. Today, most of us eat from grocery stores. And that's the thing I want to talk about here and get some in depth with that. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and this is the Good Day Health Show. And I just love being a participant in Doug's presentation that we do every week. Before too long, before the show's over, he'll be joining me. But I just want you to know how important it is that our food choices come from what Mother Nature made and not what has been handled by civilized production. Now, I'll specify a little bit more what I mean about that. But when we start fooling with the kinds of foods that Mother Nature made, and I'm talking about what is known as foods of commercial foods, foods of commerce is what they were referred to, foods that where they were taken from demineralized fields or were fertilized with artificial fertilizers and ended up having certain elements removed from the food that would make it spoil, and then box it, bag it, can it, freeze it, whatever else, and put it in the grocery stores. Those are the kinds of foods that I'm talking about. And in societies where those foods predominate, especially in third world countries where they're not allowed their own indigenous foods, sleeping sickness, typhus, malaria, bubonic plague, yellow fever, are all the kinds of diseases that I'm talking about in which these bacterial infections thrive inside the body as a secondary cause of disease, because the primary cause was the lowered resistance of the body to the lice that carry these things, to the roaches that carry these things, to the mosquitoes that carry especially sleeping sickness and malaria from the mosquitoes, because the body couldn't resist the attack from these kinds of agents. But where the people, the citizens of these areas, isolated areas. Now, you know, there's not a whole lot of isolated areas left, but when these studies were done shortly after, before and after World War II, the upper Amazon, the high Alps, areas of northern India that border China, areas of Central and South America where certain Indian tribes were kept, ate from the earth. You never saw cancer. You never saw any arthritis. You never saw any degenerative diseases. And although there may be terrible evidences of malnutrition present, where they didn't get three squares every day, what they did get came from Mother Nature, came from the earth. And you don't see these degenerative diseases in these particular tribes. There's a great book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston A. Price. It was published, I think the first publishing was before I was born in 1950, which brings up another point. When you study human nutrition textbooks written before 1950, you'll get the truth about human nutrition. Human nutrition books that were written after 1950, the content of those books is almost always controlled by big agri, the agricultural combines, the I don't want to call them the agricultural cartels, but that's kind of what it is to me when I'm dealing with my patients. And so it seems that only very liberal use of white flour and white sugar can cause the extraordinarily high death rate so obvious wherever these foods are common. And any time in the nutritional history of our species over the last 100 years, maybe 120 years, wherever these foods were introduced into tribal people, the Pima Indian of Southwest America, the Inuit in Alaska, Polynesian, regardless of what islands in Polynesia we're talking about, where they stopped eating the fruits and vegetables from the earth and the fish from the ocean and started eating foods that were brought in by the ships, loaded with white sugar and white flour, that's when the disease, that's when the obesity, that's when the heart disease, the cancer, the arthritis, the diabetes started showing up in these individuals. And it wasn't so much that these foods poisoned them. It's that these foods were deprived of what Mother Nature put into the earth to come into our food that needs to be a major staple of our diet that prevents these things from taking place inside of our body. And so in America, we have this monstrous condition of malnutrition, so long as we're tolerant of this stuff. And the commercial interests that are promoting these foods are so powerful in their influence over Congress that we are constantly flooded with propaganda and advertising and all kinds of materials that blind us to the truth. Now, there's one particular mineral deficiency that's very, very important for a strong, stable spine that I want to mention to you here in a few moments when we get back from the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. You'll also find me at forbiddendoctor.com. There are a lot of podcasts that I produced at forbiddendoctor.com with my wife. There's three search bars on the homepage, and you'll see one that says podcasts. You can put in almost any subject and find a podcast that my wife and I have done, over 200 podcasts on almost that many different subjects. So back to what I'm talking about here, I was telling you about a particular mineral. Some of the mineral deficiencies are just very spectacular in their effect of showing symptoms that show up in the body when we have a deficiency of that in particular. And a good example is manganese. I don't know how many of us, when we go shopping for our food once a week or twice a week, whatever else at the grocery store, where am I going to find some manganese-rich foods? You know, we don't think about stuff like that. But manganese is absolutely required by all living cells as an enzyme activator. And without sufficient manganese, tendons and ligaments lose their integrity and relax. And it permits bone malpositions, joint malfunction. In chickens, when they began to discover this, again, this was prior to World War II, there was a disease known as parosis. It's P-E-R-O-S-I-S. And it's a disease in poultry that's marked by deformity of the legs. And it made itself apparent, you know, back in that period of time. And the soil of most farm areas is becoming dangerously low in manganese. And so this disease seemed to have appeared as a result. But at first, they're thinking, oh, there must be a bug. There must be a virus. Well, of course, they didn't talk about viruses back then that much because it was still something new to be developed. But they found out that when they improved the diet of these chickens, which ended up being whole grain rather than some of the processed chicken feed they got from the big producers, the legs would improve. They would literally change their position over a few weeks of giving these chickens the right kind of food. Now, I believe in humans, fallen arches, vertebral malpositions in the spine are probably the commonest evidence of this deficiency as far as the human species is concerned. And probably osteopaths and, of course, my fellow chiropractors owe our profession to this malnutrition.
just as much as the dentists are made very busy by deficiencies of calcium and phosphorus and fluorine and vitamins in the diets of their patients, because those deficiencies will contribute to cavities and all kinds of endodontal problems and periodontal problems and the ligament problems that hold teeth, the loosening up of teeth. These things, and a discussion I have often with patients when they ask me, some of that's about bones and teeth, and they say, well, the kids have too much sugar. And I said, it's not the sugar. The sugar feeds the bacteria that's living on the teeth that lead to dental cavities. But it's the malnutrition of the body that allows the bacteria to be there in the first place that lives off the sugar. And so they would look at me with surprise and say, you mean if these kids have the vitamins and minerals you're talking about, they could still eat the sugar? Well, sugar is a problem in and of itself. I don't recommend sugar being a staple of the diet. But if they had the right kinds of vitamins and minerals, especially calcium, phosphorus, fluorine, and vitamins, fluorine as it comes through food, not sodium fluoride applied to the tooth, I don't mean that, they're going to have less visits to the dentist. So when we come back, there's some other things. A very interesting study that was done with hogs in New York and vitamin mineral deficiencies that I think you're going to find interesting as soon as we get back. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid 2 recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build handle the wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, I told you, I was going to tell you about this interesting study that was done with hogs. And again, it just underscores the basic idea I'm talking about, that good health comes from good food. I know that's not a surprise to anybody. And when you think about it, it only makes sense. But it's not that easy to do because of the high-speed, convenience-type lifestyles that we're living, that most of us today simply don't have time to shop for good food. Or we think that what we're buying, because we have a salad or we have some fruit, we're eating good food. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, there was this farmer in New York State a few years ago, made a contract with some New York hotels to take their stale bread and the rolls off of their hands to use as hog feed. And his hogs had plenty of other foods, too, because they had the run of a large orchard of windfall apples, and there was no scarcity of vegetation. And the other various byproducts of foods that the farm affords that the farmer would make sure was available in this orchard. But the young pigs developed at only half the usual rate of growth and were subject to a lot of different diseases normally foreign to pig species, particularly pneumonia, when they started throwing in all of this white bread and white rolls and white buns and whatever else they picked up from the supermarket. The pigs went for this stuff as much as they went for the other foods that were present in the orchard. And as a new population, a new brood would be born and start to grow, as I said, the pigs only developed at half their usual rate. And the sows, the brood sows, had small litters or aborted litters. And the hens began to lay eggs with irregularity. And the chicks hatched from them were so feeble that few of them survived. And it seemed that a curse had come upon the farm. And this wasn't done as some scientific test. He was just looking for more food for the hogs. And he knew this stuff was going to be thrown away by the hotels anyway if he didn't pick it up. So he finally came to the conclusion that the white bread might have something to do with the matter. So he set up two test pens. And he put one group of pigs on the white bread regimen and the other on whole corn and wheat. And in 3 months, there was this woeful lot of pigs in one of the pens and a perfectly normal group of pigs in the other pen. And the test, I think, absolutely established the responsibility of the white bread. What's so bad about white bread? Because there's nothing there. It's like white rice. You don't grow white rice. You grow rice. And you have to remove the hulls off of the rice to convert the brown rice to white rice. What's in the hull of the white rice? The nutrition. What's inside of the brown rice? The brown rice is because the nutrition's on the outside of the rice. I find brown rice delicious. I don't eat it very often because, you know, it's a lot of carbohydrate. But it's a complex carbohydrate when you're eating brown rice because the nutrition is there on the outside of the rice. There's a great rice polishing story. Oh, it's going to... No, I think it's important. And this was discovered during the Korean War in the prisoner of war camp that had American prisoners. And they were fed white rice, a bowl of white rice every day, and that was it. Maybe like 400 calories. Their bodies required 1,200 to 1,800 calories, even in a prisoner of war state. And if they were part of a work camp, they needed 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day. And so you could see how quickly these poor guys would waste away. But what they began to show almost immediately within the first month of imprisonment is serious vitamin B deficiencies. Now, the hull of the white rice contains the vitamin B family, especially vitamin B1, 2, and 3. And so when these men began to develop B1 deficiencies, something we call beriberi, it comes from an African language. I forget. It's not Swahili. I forget what. Urdu. I think it's Urdu. But no, it's not Urdu either. Excuse me. It slips my mind. The translation, the English translation of beriberi is I can't. So someone suffering from this, you would tell them to get up off the floor and they would say, I can't. Because there was just no strength in the body. The nervous system was essentially shut down. That's where beriberi came from. So there was this kind prisoner of war guard who slipped a medical doctor that was a prisoner of war himself a little bag of rice polishings. That's what's left when you take brown rice and convert it to white rice. And he said, give a teaspoon of this to these poor men every day. And within 2 to 3 weeks, they're back up on their feet. And the deficiencies of B1 were gone. Now, white bread. We don't grow white bread. You know that. We grow whole wheat bread. But in the processing of changing the whole wheat bread to white bread, the nutrition, which is on the outside of the wheat berry, is removed, the bran, the grain, or the germ, everything else. And what is left behind is this white stuff. And even that is bleached to make it whiter because white bread has such a, you know, demand by Western society. And so you're not going to give your child, unless they've been raised this way, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on wheat bread. They want white bread, and a lot of them want the crust cut off of it with peanut butter and jelly. The jelly is 75 to 80% sugar. The peanut butter, if it doesn't stick to the top of your mouth, really isn't peanut butter anyway. It's the worst of all the peanuts, and it has additives in there to make it not stick to the top of your mouth. So you know you have peanut butter that's loaded with additives on white bread. I can't think, other than breakfast cereal, I can't think of a more non-nutritious food you could possibly feed to a child than a peanut butter jelly and sandwich on white bread. Does that mean they could never have it? No. Of course they could have it now and then if all the other nutritional requirements of their growing bodies are met. How do we do that? It has to be food coming from Mother Nature. Now, I have more information. I want to continue this discussion here more, especially with children. But I want you to know that you can be a part of our texting family at Dr. Jack Stockwell and Associates or Forbidden Doctor, the Forbidden Doctor family. I'm going to give you a phone number here that if you text the word healthy to this phone number. You will get regular once or twice a week little promotions, specials, different things like this. On a regular basis, you can stop it at any time. It doesn't cost you anything. If you like the content of these shows, you might like to be able to do this. That number would be 833-510-3306. That's 833-510-3306. And text the word healthy. You don't call that number. You just, you know, you use a texting on your smartphone. The word healthy to that phone number, and you can become a part of what we're doing and a part of the family. So in what's left here before Doug joins me, we have good health when we have good food. And any conscientious parent wants to make sure their kids get the healthiest foods. But you're also under the thumb of time, because in most families anymore, both parents are working. The kids have a very tight schedule between school and after school sports or whatever else, the band or theater or whatever else they're involved with. And so it's run, run, run. And there's hardly any time to sit still and enjoy an actual healthy meal, because healthy meals take some time to produce. So we're caught up in this fast food craze. And, you know, I even see parents rushing in to bring their kids to see me after school or after work, and the kids were hungry and they didn't have time to go home, and they come in and they're eating hamburgers or chicken nuggets or fries or something else from some convenience store they stopped at on the way into the office. I see that so much, and I fear for these kids, and I don't even talk about it anymore. If the parent doesn't ask me about it, the parent knows. Now, occasional, and I'm not talking that you can never do that. Of course you can. It's just occasionally that would be a treat for the kids for whatever you might want to reward them. But the rest of their food intake has got to come from whole foods. If they're breakfast eaters, they've got to have whole food cereal, or they got to have bacon and eggs or some kind of meat to start that day that comes from a clean source. And where are you going to get that? Well, you have to shop around to find the cleanest stuff that's not loaded with sodium nitrite, that isn't loaded with preservatives, that isn't meat that's been chopped up from various parts of the animal you just as soon not know you're eating, and then put together into bologna or into a hot dog or something like this. Yes, it's meat. Yes, it's got some nutrition in it. It's better than white bread, but it's got all this other stuff in there to make sure it doesn't spoil. And that's kind of what the food industry is trying to do. They put all this stuff in these foods to make sure they don't spoil. And the crazy thing about it is the stuff that spoils the earliest, the stuff that draws insects and bugs and the mealbugs and all these things, is the nutrition of the food. They don't fool with the white flour. They don't fool with the white rice, because there's no nutrition there. Same thing with mice. Mice, when they get into the food, you watch what they're eating, and they go for the nutrition. They have that inward drive just like we do, but they have a sweet tooth. You can develop a sweet tooth in an animal, but that's a story for another day. It's just the importance here is that we have good food, or good health, when we have good food, and good food comes from good land. And politics is really, you know, is the only thing that interferes with the production and the distribution of that food. And all this seems like a very simple proposition, but, you know, like a lot of other simple propositions, it can be made very complicated by getting too much detail and by forgetting the basic principles that should be the landmarks that guide us. And when you study the history of human nutrition, you know, if you go back and you look at the Egyptian mummies, those mummies, the spines, the bones are brittle. They're osteoporotic. They are filled with arthritis and various degenerative breakdowns in the mummified spines. What was the primary diet of the Egyptians? Well, it was an agricultural society. What they ate were plants. If you look at the mummified remains of the mummies that are in the caves up high up in the Alps or in Nepal or the Himalayas, where they come across mummified remains, Those bones are hard as steel. They're still as hard as steel as they were when these people were alive. What were their diets? Well, as you look around, their nesting areas, their habitats, are the skeletons of animals. The hunter-gatherers were not going around growing corn and wheat. They followed the herds. Just something I want to keep in mind. We need to do a show on this in the future, I think, that would get into a little bit more detail with that. But I'm talking about what's necessary to avoid the common diseases today. Heart disease, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, the top killers, high blood pressure, stress, all these things. Just something to keep in mind. If you eat from good land, you're eating good food. After the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Doug and I just go way back. We're very good friends. You can hear all of our Good Day Health shows with me and Ken Kronaus at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen. Well, this is actually a focus on your health. Doug Steffen's Good Day program has a lot of different things that we focus on, and one of them is your health and well-being, and presenting different points of view for you to think about. One of the personalities who presents is a gentleman named Dr. Jack Stockwell, here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, to talk about the obesity problem, among other things. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for this new... this is something that you would be pretty interested in your office and elsewhere. It's called Eden Pure. Have you heard of Eden Pure, other than maybe me talking about it?
Well, I don't know it any more than what you said.
All right, so Eden Pure, they have one of the devices is called the Thunderstorm, and it's an air purifier, 100 times better than any other HEPA air purifier that are bigger. This is really a compact thing. It's very cool, Jack. You probably ought to get one of these. It fights allergies, removes smoke from the air, dust, chemicals, all kinds of stuff, smells. It's very cool. So if this sounds of interest to you, and why would you want to have a clean home, especially you can have the three-pack for different places in your home, save $200 on that using Doug3 as the discount code when you go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. But it's so important to have healthy air. There's nothing worse than walking into a place, Jack, you know it as well as I, walking into a place that stale air or somebody's been smoking in it. Gross. So you can get rid of it with that, with Eden Pure. Okay, so I have been making no secret about the back pain issues and the shoulder issues that I have. I thought it was very interesting
there is a something floating around that we were talking about actually on the air here, connecting the brain and your back in a communicative sense. There's a course that's being offered as a treatment for back pain that changes how your brain works, sort of like the spirit mind body connection. This 12-week sure. course focuses on the nervous system rather than painkillers. And you're a Nuka chiropractor, so you manipulate people. And I would think that, this study shows manipulation leaves twice as many people pain-free as conventional treatments, painkillers, that kind of stuff.
Now, research has been going on for decades to underlie that fact.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, only about 30% of your nervous system is locomotor control, getting you up and moving you across the room. 70% is sensory data coming in through all of the body's sensory network to the brain, telling the brain where it is, what's going on, temperature, food, all different kinds of things. So think about that for a second. The brain mm-hmm. is more concerned with what's going on around it than being able to make the body move. And there's a connection all up and down the spine, but especially at the top of the neck, that controls everything muscularly in the back as far as balance against gravity is concerned. And I couldn't agree with what you just said any more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something to think about because we have so many people being sold every single commercial break on radio and television. There's a commercial for some kind of drug, and it can't be that all this stuff is good for you. It just can't be. It just is.
Well, the flood of drug commercials isn't for you to figure out which one you need. It's to keep the idea in your head that when you have a problem, must be a drug for me out there somewhere.
Right, exactly. Pain, drugs. Yep. Okay. So, and part of the pain problem is with youngsters who are growing up being just so fat. Obese is the politically correct name.
No, it's more than overweight. This study that came out of Louisiana State University, they're talking about 1 in 5 kids are now obese. Not overweight, obese.
Yeah.
That's where they have a certain amount of fat percentage, but the BMI, the
body mass index,
right, is over 30.
Oof.
And it is, and it's hitting at the puberty stage of kids.
Yeah.
And the important thing is, and the reason I brought this to your attention, is that the drug companies now, rather than sponsoring life-altering pathways for kids to be able to get better nutrition and make better decisions, they're getting ready to flood the market with drugs to help obese kids.
Drugs. Yeah.
Yes.
Weight loss drugs. Big market. Billions of dollars there.
Yep.
So look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.